The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's your iHeartRadio world premiere of Will Smith and Big Sean, Beautiful Scars on Wild 94.9. We are the Bay's number one hit music station and number one for new hit music. Graham, what'd you think of the song?
Dude, yeah? I didn't have my headphones on.
I caught a piece of it there
yes. at the end. And it sounded good. It sounded really good. It was more than I expected because if my expectation bar for Will Smith is getting jiggy with it, this was something a lot more listenable to me.
What do you mean?
What does that mean? That's his, like, what song do you think of when you think of Will Smith?
Men in Black.
Not me.
Maybe play that song during your workout today if you plan on going to the gym again.
It sounded like a slap. Did it slap, Selena? What did you think?
It was a slapper. I love it. I love Will Smith. Except for that time he slapped
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got over that. I love him again.
Okay.
You really love...
Actually, I'm a really big Will Smith fan. Is that weird? I like all of his movies.
Okay, well, that's fine.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. Do you like Graham him as a person?
Wow, dude. Seriously?
I don't know him as a person, so... Okay.
Good point.
I don't know.
I mean, I was a big Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fan. Don't get me wrong. I've never been a huge fan of his music career.
Well, yeah, who is?
I don't know. It sounded like you were.
I said his movies.
Okay.
All right, first talk back of the day.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. Happy Friday, Junior. It's Thursday, or as I like to call it, day four of the hostage situation. Hey, you all need to play that Lola Young song Messy in this rotation. That is my jam right now. Have you listened to it? Pretty good.
I have not heard it.
What?
I feel like I need to
hear. Oh my God, you guys are missing out. It's so good. She's an artist. I heard this song on TikTok mainly, but so relatable.
Really? Okay, I need to hear some of it.
Well, at least for us youngins. I don't know about you guys.
Okay, yeah, Graham, don't know about you. We're only 26 and a half, by the way. So watch your mouth. Jess, we have your chance to win crazy cash in just a second. Did you guys see that they moved the doomsday clock forward for 2025 earlier this week? What does this actually mean, Graham?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
It's a bunch of scientist projection.
Every time I hear that they move. Yeah, and that really freaks me out.
Me too.
So now, if you want to know, the clock is set to 89 seconds to midnight. Last year, it was set at 90 seconds. They moved it up 1 second, but doomsday is when the clock strikes midnight.
Okay.
And they moved it up because of nuclear weapons, AI.
AI should be top of that list.
Conflicts overseas, the climate crisis, all these things.
Wow.
And are you actually losing sleep at night? I mean, this is just, it's a symbolic reminder that we're careening towards a path of total destruction.
It really does
from
freak
AI.
Me out.
Oh, God.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but the problem is they've started it too close. You know what I mean? They're going to run out of pretty soon, you know, next year we're going to be 20 seconds closer and the year after that. And pretty soon they're going to be like, oh, now we're a 5/10 of a second closer.
We're going to start over.
They're going to run out of space.
We're going to add some time.
Squeeze towards midnight there. They really should have dialed it back and then be like, wow, we've got 5 hours till midnight. You know, they've advanced it too quickly.
Yeah.
Although maybe they're right.
I don't know. They can't move it back now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, now it's too late.
You could turn back the clock, right? And doomsday savings time. And they just dial it back. They just dial it back an hour. Like if we make some big advancement or everyone gets together and is like, hey, we should probably dial this AI thing back. It's about to ruin humanity.
Great idea.
Maybe we could drop it back an hour. Seems logical, right?
By the way, did you guys follow AI news?
Like what kind?
Yeah, I don't either. I really don't give a fart. But my husband does.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's this thing that's like better and more powerful than ChatGPT. ChatGPT, old news. No one even uses that.
Yeah, DeepSeeker.
DeepSeek.
DeepSeek. No way.
Yeah, that sent the U.S. economy and on the markets into a bit of a
little big slide
the other day.
Things are crumbling.
Can everybody use that one too?
It's number one on the
App Store.
Shot to number one on the App Store.
No,
it's basically a Chinese-based company figured out how to do AI way faster, way cheaper.
Better.
And way better than the way that we're doing it.
Yeah.
And then ChatGPT is like, well, no, they stole a bunch of our ideas. They're stealing it. And they, you know, and who knows?
Yeah. So anyways, doomsday right around the corner. can't wait for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For now, it's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So the biggest news story for today, you may have seen this last night. Yesterday evening, an American Airlines jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members collided with an Army helicopter carrying three soldiers in Washington, D.C. There are authorities that have been working all night trying to recover bodies. But so far, at least 28 have been recovered. They're saying that this could potentially be the deadliest U.S. air crash in nearly 24 years. They don't expect to find any survivors.
Tragic. Very tragic. All right. The Warriors pulled off a pretty big upset last night at Chase Center as they hosted the Oklahoma City Thunder, a team that had only lost 8 games the entire season so far. Will make that 9 because the Dubs won the game 116-109, which is pretty remarkable given that Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 52 points in the game. The dude was on fire. The Warriors improved to 24-23 on the season, but are still in 11th place in the Western Conference. Woof.
Cloudy skies and pretty cool throughout the day with highs in the mid-50s today. It is likely that rain showers will begin later today and continue for the next few days, so be prepared. Pack that umbrella.
The rain's starting today? I thought it was supposed to start Friday.
It was supposed to start... Oh, yeah, today's Thursday. Yeah, it's supposed to start Friday, but it's starting today.
Okay, but so move up the rain. It's happening now. Hey, Cancer besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Creative collaborations come easier now that Uranus is direct. Okay. I was reading the horoscopes this morning. Uranus is direct, and it's a big deal on everybody's sign. Like, yeah. Uranus, everybody's all up in it right now, directly in it. The social arena sparks inspiration, motivation, and solutions. Work together for what you love.
Nice. Is it true that in schools they're teaching the kids to say Uranus now?
Are you serious?
I might be making that up, but I think that's what...
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got a talk back earlier this morning from Matt from San Jose, who was like, I'm going to need you guys to play Lola Young's song, Messy, because I am, like, obsessing over it. I had never heard it. Mm-hmm. Graham, did you say you heard the song before?
Only once I'd heard you play a piece of it. I didn't recognize the name or title or anything like that.
Jess, you say you love it.
Yes.
When I grabbed that clip off of YouTube, I was like, don't like it. It's good, but it ain't for me. It's not really my style. Mm-hmm. Hearing it back again, I like it more.
It's a really good song.
It is really good. There's actually another version that I've heard of it. It just sounds a little different. But I like it because I heard the context is like never being good enough in the eyes of your parents. It's like, I'm too clean for you, but then I'm too messy. You tell me, go get a job, but then you're like, where have you been all day? Like,
I can't relate.
That's
my
hilarious.
Parents were awesome.
But are you going to be that same type of parent to your kids?
I'm going to be an awesome parent. I had great parent role models.
Awesome.
So
Selena,
I hope that I'm going to continue.
What about you?
Hey, I'm just trying to survive. I take it day by day.
And that's okay.
I don't know what kind of mom I'll be tomorrow.
Yeah,
just try to get through the day. That's, you know, the best I can hope for.
We should play that song on Wild. Do we have any music decision making?
No, we don't. Sorry. No power whatsoever.
I'll put in a good word.
Okay,
the boss.
Graham, you said a major change coming to Starbucks.
Yeah, get ready, you guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but Starbucks has a new CEO, and all sorts of changes are happening. We talked about how you can't just sit in there all day long anymore. You have to buy something. The new CEO is making a bunch of changes. Now he's saying 30% of the menus. Going away.
No.
They want to simplify things, pare it down, get back to what they do best, which was just making a good cup of coffee. And I think that translation meant...
Oh, my God.
Now, look, it's not 30%. It's all menu items, not just drinks that are getting cut. So some of the food items and some of these, what I would imagine would be some of the more ridiculous things that they were coming up with than these... Selena, what's the thing that you get with the brown oak shaken espresso?
That brown
double
sugar,
shot thing?
Oat milk shaken espresso.
Yeah, I would imagine some of these drinks are probably on the chopping block.
Why? Oh, no. You mean I'm not going to be able to get my iced cafe latte grande light ice oat milk vanilla sweet cold cream cold foam 3 pumps of brown sugar cinnamon powder in one shot?
The new thing they'll do when you order that, they're just going to punch you right in the face. And tell you to get out. They've already axed the olive oil infused line. We didn't need that.
Yeah,
that was bad for everybody.
Yeah, nobody needed that.
They said they've already removed the extra fee for non-dairy milk. One of the other changes that's happened recently, I want to ask you guys if you've experienced this. They say the return of the Sharpie. Does that mean they don't put that printed label on the side anymore? Now they write your name again with the Sharpie?
I forgot.
That's what it says. The return of the Sharpie has already happened. Is that a thing?
I was just there last week, and I still got a printed paper.
Well, according to the new CEO, the return of the Sharpies already happened. They're supposed to be writing on there with a Sharpie.
Why? What difference does it make?
It's more personalized.
Because that was Starbucks' kind of signature thing. That was their thing. They wrote your name on the side of the cup, and they butchered it the majority of the time. But that was their thing.
Graham, how do they usually write your name?
Greg. Always. It's always. And I'm just
so
like,
funny.
I just, what I said right there doesn't sound anything like Greg, but I get it is a name that starts with a G. So go for it. I don't care. I don't correct anybody. What's the point? Unless there's another Greg that runs up and tries to grab my coffee.
It doesn't even matter.
It does not matter. But they say that's one of the things that's one of the changes that's already taken place. So I was curious to see, because I don't think I've been into a Starbucks recently.
Well, maybe it's because a lot of times I order through the app, and so maybe it's just easier for them to print my order out. Maybe that makes a difference.
I think if you're ordering out the app and then picking it up, that probably is printed out.
Yeah.
That's probably not Sharpied.
Okay.
But I think if you go in and order in line, they're supposed to Sharpie your cup again.
But they're going to slowly start getting rid of some of the menu.
Yeah, 30% of the menu.
I don't like this.
Sorry, Starbucks girlies. Say goodbye to some of your ridiculous coffee drinks, because they're probably getting axed.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got a couple of talkbacks that we need to get to before we talk about what we are all spending our tax refund money on. Graham, early this morning, you said something about Uranus.
Yeah, I was reading the horoscope for, I can't remember what sign, but all the horoscopes right now, as I perused them this morning before the show, were mentioning that Uranus is direct. I don't know what that means, but it's a big deal in the astrology world.
And as you were saying that, I could have sworn that, like, in schools now, they're teaching kids to pronounce it Uranus. But I don't know if I was making that up or not.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. Happy Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Junior. This is David out in Richmond. Just a quick talk back on the Uranus, the planet. And you're correct, Selena. I believe most schools are teaching kids to say it that way. Most science shows I watch, that's how the scientists all pronounce it. As a kid, I said Uranus, and obviously I get the jokes to go with that, but I believe most say Uranus. All right, hope that helps. Have a great day, guys. Thanks, bye.
See, I knew.
I don't remember seeing the advertising campaign that Uranus was rebranding as Uranus.
Well, it did.
Uranus sounds more R. Kelly. Gives more R. Kelly vibes. Uranus gives more. Well, leave that one alone.
We know.
But Uranus, that's new to me. I don't know if I can make the switch.
Yeah, I can't either.
Graham, you were also talking about Starbucks getting ready to cut 30% of their menu. So your favorite drink, you might not be able to order it soon. And then Jess, you gave your Starbucks order.
Joey from San Jose. Hey, I just had a question for Jess. You said your Starbucks order. What is cold foam? I've never tried that. Let me know.
Is that a part of your order, Jess?
Yeah, it's actually part of the secret menu.
All right.
So if you want to order it, just make sure that you look straight into the barista's eyes and then you give them a wink and they'll know what you're talking about.
So here is the audio of Jess repeating her order.
You mean I'm not going to be able to get my iced cafe latte grande light ice oat milk vanilla sweet cold foam three pumps of brown sugar cinnamon powder in one shot? I was hoping
cold
we kind of.
The cold foam were right by me. I was hoping
you guys didn't notice.
I didn't hear.
Yeah, we
Thank
noticed.
Thank you, Joey, for noticing that cold foam.
So 79% of taxpayers believe they're going to get some sort of refund this year. Are you guys in that camp, or do you have to pay?
I typically get a refund. Yeah. For the most part.
I do, too.
The last several years, I've had to pay. This year, I'm holding out a slight shred of hope that it might get something back.
So do you guys, if you got money back, Graham, and then you, Jess, what would you spend the money on?
Shopping. Well, that was the old me.
Oh.
I feel like that's still you.
Old you sounded way more fun. Shopping. What's boring new you spend it on?
I don't know. I'm still discovering that. 2025 has had a rough start, you guys.
But I always tell myself when I get this extra money, I'm going to like finally pay down my credit cards. But then once I get the money, I'm like, that can wait. Let me just.
Girl math, it's not really there if you really think about it. That's just extra money that you can spend on anything you want.
Except that interest payment on your credit cards that stacks up each month. Selena, are you carrying a large amount of credit card debt? You're worrying me.
No, not a lot, but more than I probably should.
Your version of a lot and my version of a lot might be different numbers. Now I'm a little worried.
I don't think it's a lot.
If we did get, and please, I'm really, really hoping we get something back this year. Really hope, because there's nothing worse than that unexpected cost when you think, oh, we should be getting something back this year. And then they're like, you owe money.
No, you don't.
You don't have that money budgeted for. I didn't set that aside the past few years. And then you got to scramble and figure out how the hell you're going to pay for this. So if we do get something back, it's, we will not be getting spent. Well, I say that, talk to my wife, but we need desperately to replenish any sort of, because we had a little bit of money saved up before. Then you build a house, all money gone. We're down to zero. And my kids say that all the time. They're like, you don't have any money in the, they're like very like concerned about this. I'm like, dude, did you see, we just built the house. No, we don't have, because they'll ask for stuff. Can we buy this? No, we don't have any money. We just built the house. You don't have any money? I'm like,
but dad, they're like, money grows on trees.
But
it's
you
made
don't
of
even
paper.
Have, you know, $200, you know, whatever it is. No, we don't. We just built the house. It's all gone. All of it.
So 52% of people say that their tax refund check is going to go to bills like rent and utilities.
Yeah, boring.
That's probably where mine will eventually go, because then I'll get to save my other money. And in my head, it just makes sense. I don't know. And then 44% groceries and essential goods.
Oh, seems like the same as the first thing.
37% bills. Credit card debt, more bills. Oh, yeah. 22% savings account.
There you go. That's where, if I got some.
20% home repair improvements around the house.
Yeah.
Here you go, Jess. 37% say new clothes, get a new wardrobe.
See,
hey.
This is what I'm here for.
And then 28% entertainment. Probably concerts and festivals, things like that.
I'm here for that.
And I know we've argued about this a lot over the years in the JV show, but I will continue to remind people, you don't want to be getting a large refund every year. It means you're filing wrong. You want to be getting as little back at the end of the year without owing as possible. You'd rather have that money in your pocket all year long. You could be investing in something. It could be growing all year.
But the refund is like a savings account that I just like.
A savings account that earns 0% interest. The government holds your money all year long and pays you nothing for holding the money. You'd rather have that invested, put in the S&P 500, and you would have.
That is like a foreign language to me.
S&P 400?
The S&P
500. Oh, 500. Oh, they upgraded?
Sounds like a car race. Dude, I just got first place in the S&P 500. That's just something that's performed historically very well. You should be putting some money in that every year. I should take my own advice, but
yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, did you ever figure out what an Alabama Barker is? Because she's in trending.
Let me look. Let me go to Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
See if it's a thing.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Let me know if you figured out, Graham, because Tyga is being linked to Alabama Barker.
Oof. Yikes.
Graham.
I still think that was like a cookout fart.
No. Right?
A lot of beans getting served, and then you fart, then try to pass it off. It's like, what was that, a barking spider? No, that was Alabama Barker.
So if you don't know, Alabama Barker is Travis Barker's daughter. So this is now Kourtney Kardashian's stepdaughter, and she has been in this feud with Bad Baby, and they are fighting over her. They're fighting over Bad Baby's boyfriend, baby daddy, who is like literally no one. So
isn't
I don't
that guy trash?
I don't understand this whole thing. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. There's been like abuse claims and, you know, domestic violence and all this stuff. So I don't know why anybody
Alabama
would
Barker.
Want him. Exactly. Well, Bad Baby, she came out with a diss track where she rapped about Alabama and the baby daddy, and then made some claims linking Alabama to a couple other celebrities.
Hating asshole, try to steal my baby daddy. Got you pregnant.
What I don't like is in the song, she doesn't say the names. She doesn't say the names of the celebrities that she is linking Alabama to, but she went on a live and she revealed who she was talking about.
She was not pregnant by LaVon. She was pregnant by Tyga. And she was on Soulja Boy.
Those are some bold claims. She's saying that Alabama Barker was got pregnant by Tyga and she's been hooking up with Soulja Boy. Here's why this is...
I can't even. You lost me into Alabama Barker, Soulja Boy, and...
Well, you know Tyga, right?
And Tyga, and I can't. You lost me.
Here's why this is a little... This is why I it piqued my interest.
Okay.
Tyga and Soulja Boy, they're in their 30s.
Yep.
Tyga has already been called a bunch of names... bad names for dating Kylie Jenner as soon as she turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably something there going on before she turned 18. Alabama Barker is only 19 years old. So it's like, if you're Tyga, you don't want to be linked to anyone whose age has teen at the end of it.
Or anybody in the Kardashian family, if you already dated one of them. Graham, are you following?
Graham's trying to figure out what Alabama is.
I'm going to need you to draw out a map and then connect all the way. Okay. Yeah, I know. I mean, I get what you're saying. It's not a good.
It's definitely not a good.
Do you think there's some truth to this?
I don't.
Okay.
She, Alabama responded. She said, absolutely not. Like, none of this ever happened. I think this is Bad Baby just being a troll, which we know that she is. I don't think there's any truth to this. And poor Tyga, he's like, not again. Oh, my God.
So if there's no truth to it, can an Alabama Barker go back to being a barbecue fart that you blame on something
else?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it was Alabama Barker.
Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, so we talked earlier this week about a school in Vallejo that had to close temporarily because thieves ripped out and stole a bunch of copper wiring, and the school was without power. I believe they were going to be closed this entire week for repairs. We also recently talked about that cemetery in Lafayette that had a couple hundred bronze vases stolen. Well, now in Oakland this week, 40 plaques were stolen right off the sidewalk. These were all part of the 7th Street Oakland Walk of Fame, which is an installation, supposed to be a permanent installation that honors the history of the street for all the live blues and jazz performances and clubs and bars that used to happen there. About 40 plaques stolen. These things were, again, supposed to be permanently affixed to the sidewalk, each plaque costing over $1,100 to replace. They say in total, the theft caused about $150,000 in damages. I saw a piece of these, and again, it's just a missing space on the sidewalk where these things, I mean, we've all seen those things, Walk of Fame and plaques on the sidewalks. Those things are supposed to be stuck down, but nothing's safe anymore. If you have any sort of metal, I don't care if it's bolted down or whatever, people will figure out now how to steal it. Again, they believe these were stolen to be sold for scrap metal.
Oh, no.
We'll see if any suspects will be found for this. A GoFundMe has been started by some groups that hope that they're able to raise enough money to restore this installation to the street. I'm telling you guys, if your hand was made out of metal, some dude will cut it off right now.
Yeah.
And sell it for scrap. It's a scary time. Hide your copper, ladies. Hide your copper.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the JV Show, and happy Thursday.
Hey, Selena, Graham, Jess. This is Anthony from San Jose. I just messed up, had a big work presentation yesterday. I meant to say we will be updating our reports consistently, and then I said we will be updating our reports recently. What does that even mean? But then I thought about how you guys always mess up on the air and can just laugh it off and even make fun of yourselves. So thank you for the motivation and the inspiration. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you for that. I assume that was directed towards you two ladies, because I don't ever mess up on the air.
Graham,
I couldn't even tell you the last time.
You do.
I don't remember it. I don't recall.
I can. It was last Friday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm glad we can be a reminder of who gives a fart. Just keep going. Have fun. That's why I do it on purpose. Let's get to what the bleep, but your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you gotta do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, be honest. Do you ever look down and wish your was just a little bigger? Serious question.
I'm not a guy, but I would say they probably do, right, Graham?
Yeah. I think so.
Wow.
Not me personally, but most guys, I'm sure. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Get ready. Whip out your iHeartRadio apps and get ready to hit that talkback mic button as soon as you have a guess formulated. Don't forget to leave us your name and your city along with that guess. We want to be able to shout you out when you win. But
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now we're playing What the Bleep, where you can win not $1,000, but a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be that first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Guys, be honest. Do you ever look down and wish your was just a little bigger?
Now remember, this is a family show, so your guess has got to be clean. But if you ever have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's go to your guesses now.
Morning, JV Show. TJ at Livermore. Is the bleeped out word foot or feet? Have a good one. Bye.
Do you guys want big feet?
I don't know. You tell me every time I say I wear a size 13, you're like, oh, stop bragging. You're bragging. So
I think
apparently
they do.
You think it's a desirable trait.
Well, because a lot of people will correlate that with, you know,
something
everything.
Else, yeah.
What do you mean?
Just being like a bigger person, and men love
being proportionate.
Yeah,
I
have a size 13 shoe. I'm 6'2 3/4.
Just bigger feet, though? And, like, not everything else? to match? Like, you just want big feet?
I wouldn't know. I've had big floppy ones my whole life.
That's true.
Okay. Hi, JV Show. It's Ashlyn from San Jose. My guess is hands.
It's a very popular hands?
Guess this morning. I have tiny hands, no. So I would like slightly larger hands. Yeah, it'd make it easier to palm a basketball. I can't ever do that. I could dunk easier.
So then you're not very proportionate.
Well, you could say not everything matches up. No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eric from Hercules. I think the bleeped out word is calves. You know, Graham. Them calves be skinny, boy. Anyways, you guys have a good day.
He said that my calves be skinny? No, he says, Graham, you know, some calves be skinny.
He said them calves, as in your calves.
I thought he was talking about yours.
Shots fired.
I think he was just like, you know, like, hey, you know what I'm talking about. Some are skinny.
So do guys want big calves?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Not like comically large, because sometimes you see those, and you're just like, dude, work out something else.
Yes.
But you want some good muscle on there.
I can see that. All right, all good guesses, but ooh, not. The right one. Nope. Continue to get those guesses in on the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep? All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and you get today's JV Show chug mug. Now, in case you missed our clip, here it is.
Guys, be honest. Do you ever look down and wish your was just a little bigger?
Mm-hmm. Just one rule to this
just
game.
A little bit.
It is a family show,
lot.
Graham. So never mind. Hope whatever you're thinking is something clean and PG. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hey, JV Show, this is Daisy from Lodi, and I'm going to say the bleeped out word is pants. Look down and see your pants might be longer, or your jeans.
See that.
People guessing that this morning, pants.
That's a good one.
Only because I'd like pants have gone a little baggier. I'd like mine to be a little looser. Some are a little tight, and then they shrink a bit in the wash. You're like, oh, skinny jeans.
What about,
I don't want skinny jeans.
What about days maybe you feel a little more bloated, and you're like, man, I wish I had some bigger pants on right now.
No, it doesn't happen to us guys.
Oh, wow.
Hi, this is Damien from San Jose, and I'm still trying to win this check mark for my sister, Diana. And I think the bleeped out word is booty. Can you please give me a shout out? Because you guys called me David last time.
Okay, booty was his guess. And he says, still trying to win that chug mug for his sister Diana, but he says, you guys called him David last time. His name's Damien.
Oh, sorry.
So shout out to Damien. What's up, my man? What's up? Get that bigger booty, Damien.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
No.
No, that was
no.
weird.
Take that
from the podcast.
Take that out of the podcast, but thank you for trying.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Andrea from Burlingame. I think the bleeped out word is beard. Beard's a bit bigger, but a bit more fuller. Sounds about right. Thank you.
Graham, ever want a bigger beard?
I don't think I've ever been able to look down and see my beard.
Can you see it?
I don't think I've ever grown on long enough that I could look down and see it. And I don't want that. I would like to shave more often, just laziness. I just don't do it.
Good morning. This is Robert San Jose. My guess is chest.
Chess. All right. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Guys, be honest. Do you ever look down and wish your chest was just a little bigger?
Let's turn it over to Graham. Ever wish to have a bigger chest? I know I sure did once. I still do.
You made that happen. There are options for that. Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about how this is my first week back in the gym in, like, I don't know, a couple of years. And so that's kind of one of the first things I've noticed about myself. Like, where those chest muscles go? Where the pecs? They used to be popping. Now that I've been back in the gym 2 days and I'm real sore and, the chest be popping right now. I'm like, there they are. They're
not
coming out of hibernation.
You have a little pump.
And I'm out. Yeah, I got a little pump going because you're so sore. They stay kind of swollen a bit. And, dude, I'm peacocking around the house right now. Like, look at me.
Oh, God.
Check me out. I'm strolling through the gym looking at the mirrors like, yeah, catch me outside.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, that's a real thing.
All right.
Very real
good
thing.
Good to know.
All right, let's give some shout-outs. Let's give some shout-outs first. Robert in San Jose. What's up, Robert?
What's up, Robert?
New Chug Mug winner right there. Hope you enjoy it. It's just, it's like a chug mug. It's made out of plastic. But whatever, it is the official JV Show chug mug, so it's legit. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many people as I thought would get it, but... few people did. Nikki in Hayward had it. So did Roxy in Newark. What's up, Roxy? What's up? Hope you have a great Thursday. Aaron in San Pablo had it. So did Jenny in San Leandro. And our buddy Leanne in Campbell had the correct answer. But outside of those people, those smart That's group it? Right there, that was like a really smart group right there.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else, like, what?
Some people said pecs.
Some people did say pecs.
You know what? The good news is tomorrow you have another chance to play and hopefully win. We do this every morning at 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ryan from Vallejo.
Ryan from Vallejo! Graham thinks he's from there.
I was born there, whatever. So I can rep it.
Yeah.
You got to pick one. Vallejo.
I work in NASA too, so I'm close to you, Grant.
There you go.
Okay. So this is the JV Show. You have Nope Game. Ryan on the line. You got tickets for Katy Perry. Okay.
It's on the line, is what I said.
All you got to do is get three out of four trivia questions correct. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Finish the name of the world's most famous groundhog. Punxsutawney blank.
Can you say that again?
Yep. Finish the name of the world's most famous groundhog. We've all heard of him. We all know him. His name is Punxsutawney blank. What's his name?
Punxsutawney.
That's a tough word to Google because, like, how do you spell it?
Yep. Good luck.
Punxsutawney hog?
Nope.
No. Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil. He's the world's most famous weatherman.
Yeah.
We wait every year on Groundhog Day to see if this little furry rodent sees his shadow or not.
You never heard of Phil? Punxsutawney Phil?
He's not more famous than Sonic.
Yes, that's true.
That's a good point. We should rephrase that question. Finish the name of the world's most famous real groundhog.
Yeah.
Sonic was a hedgehog, by the way,
So. I'm back on Graham's side. Right.
Yeah, groundhog. Punxsutawney
Phil. Look at Ryan trying to trick us over here.
All right, question number two. If a basketball player takes more than two steps without the ball being dribbled, what violation have they committed?
Travel.
Yep. That's right, traveling.
All right.
Although in the NBA, they get three or four steps now.
Yeah, I've seen them run across the court. No one says anything.
Yeah.
All right, question number three. If a woman has a hysterectomy, what are doctors removing?
Is that the uterus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay. Helps make them less hysterical. Right?
Wow.
Isn't that why it's named that?
So we're all hysterical.
Whoa.
And we're all crazy and emotional?
I think that's what doctors believed in the early days.
I think that's your opinion.
Judgment. Never mind.
Yeah.
Moving on. You need this question to win the game. Question number four. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the cartoon mascots for what kind of cereal?
Rice Krispies.
Yep.
Nice comeback. You just got two tickets to see Katy Perry. She's going to be at the Chase Center, and this is happening in July. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. They go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m., but you just got two tickets.
Congratulations, Ryan. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
And playing
thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Say hi, Kiko.
Hi.
It's my son, Kiko. He wants to say hi to everyone.
Hi.
What's up, Kiko? Thanks for listening to our show. Love you.
He's done. Hey, have a great day at school. Ryan, hang on there. Graham, we got some shouts.
We do. Moms in my DMs. You know, that's what my kids go around the house now saying.
Moms in my DMs?
Yeah, they say, moms in my DMs, moms in my DMs.
That's better than what my kids say. They sing the Accident Guy song.
Oh, I love that song. That's a great song. Anyways, moms be in my DMs. What's up, kids? If you're on your way to school, be good today. All right, mom sliding your DMs because dad failed yesterday. Do better, Dad. Can you please do a birthday shout for our little princess, Genevieve? She's our bubbly, sassy 5-year-old. She doesn't understand anything you guys talk about, but she loves listening to Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter and...
Who gives a fart?
We love you, Genevieve. We hope you have a wicked 5th birthday. Love Mommy, Daddy, Athena, Jackson, and Kenzo. So happy birthday, Genevieve.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Could you please do a shout out to my amazing son, Anmar? He's turning 9 on Thursday. We've been listening to the JV Show since before he was born, and we listen every morning on the way to school. school. He's the sweetest and most clever little boy. A shout out and a...
Who gives a fart?
Would make his whole day. We love him so much and wish him the best day from mom, dad, and brothers Aiden and Arnell. So happy, happy birthday,
happy
Anmar.
Birthday.
Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one here. Hey, Graham, I hope to give a shout out for Rebecca and I. Today we celebrate our 4-year anniversary. Thank you, honey, for everything you do. Is he saying that to me? Thank you, honey.
I don't think so. No.
Oh, to his to Rebecca.
Yes.
And that's from Steven. So happy 4-year anniversary, you guys.
That's very sweet.
Bit of a milestone.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, maybe not. Another one here. Hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs to wish my finance, Brittany Castillo, a happy 26th birthday. And that's from Edgar. So happy birthday. I think you meant fiance. Yeah, never mind. Well, yeah, that's what he wrote. happy birthday, Brittany Castillo.
The
and that is from Edgar.
Woo!
Yeah, happy, I hope you enjoy your finances.
Who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so the latest talk online about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni will blow your mind.
I'm prepared. This is the drama that never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. Yeah, this is just gets, there's a new revelation each and every day.
Every day, and there's so much to talk about today. So as you know, Blake and Justin, they're the stars of It Ends With Us.
Yep.
Justin is also the director, and Blake had a producer title. As you know, they are both suing each other after Blake accused Justin of sexual harassment. And now today, you know, there's all these, quote, leaked messages surfacing online that supposedly show, like, a flirty relationship. Apparently, they would text each other all the time. Here's one text from Justin that read, "I'm not going to tell you that you were amazing because you teased me for being so sentimental, but you were amazing today." And then Blake responds, "Thank you. I'm just a ball buster, but it means a lot to me. You were terrific. I'm proud of everything we did today, but really every day."
They're so weird.
They're very weird.
I'm sorry.
I kind of go back to what Jess said when we were talking about this. I don't know. We've talked about it a lot, but that it was a sort of... Like a little
someone
fling,
fell for someone?
Yeah, a little fling or something was brewing, and then someone rejected someone, and then it all went south. Because you read these and hear these, some of these text messages, and like, you don't just send that, you don't send something like that to your coworker.
Nope.
Or is it a setup? So listen to this.
What?
So Justin Baldoni, he bought the rights to It Ends With Us a few years ago. Remember?
Okay.
Remember before it was a movie, it was a book.
Yep.
By Colleen Hoover. So there is a lot of talk online. This, by the way, has not been confirmed. This is the rumor. This is what everybody is saying. Mm-hmm. They're saying that when Colleen Hoover sold the rights, there was a morality clause in the contract that stated that she would have the option to get the book rights back and then resell if she wanted to, if the owner was accused of something heinous like sexual harassment or something of that nature. And who is rumored to want the rights to It Ends With Us? Blake's husband, Ryan Reynolds. That way they could write and produce the sequels. Because it's like a 3-book series. So is it possible that Colleen Hoover was in on this and like conspired with Blake to take Justin down so Blake and Ryan could eventually own the rights themselves?
So that's, you're saying Blake's like kind of building them up so he crosses over the line and then they go,
it's possible.
Now we own that. And yesterday we played that voice note that he left, and he was fully hook, line, and sinker bought in because he was talking about getting into her creative sphere and their
creative juices
flowing all over the place. Yeah. He seemed fully bought in.
And then, boom,
they pull the rug out from under.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of money that can stand to be gained from this, because I read that that movie had a $25 million production budget and it made over $300
million. It made a lot of money. And then
that's big time.
When the controversy first started unfolding between Blake and Justin, Colleen was 100%, she's the one who wrote the book, she was 100% team Blake.
That's right.
And then when like Justin started firing back with all these, you know, receipts and like, no, this and that, then she backtracked a little bit and she wanted to stay silent. Now her Instagram is deactivated. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's scared.
Yep.
If she had anything to do with it. That's just the rumor.
I don't think that any of them involved thought that Justin Baldoni was going to come back with all of the receipts and was going to save all of this information. So maybe Justin did have some sort of suspicion, or maybe some people are saying he went back home. He was sharing everything with his wife, and his wife was like, this is how a mean girl acts. Save all this information because this is weird.
Man, they thought, Ryan and Blake thought Baldoni's over there playing checkers, but he was playing chess too. Yes. And this is like just a back and forth chess match going here.
That and that, you know, the morality clause, all that hasn't been confirmed. That's just the rumor. But so far, I hope it's true because that just makes the story so much juicier.
I'm bought in. I'm still blown away at the amount of money that this movie generated on such a small budget. Like, that's such a huge win. Can't they just put this behind them and be like, dude, we crushed it at the box office.
Right? Let's just make another one.
Very rich off of this.
Well, it's not good enough for Blake and Ryan's. They want to own it.
Yeah,
they
I guess
want
more. So.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the biggest story this morning is that of the American Airlines flight tragedy that happened in Washington, D.C. last night. The flight had 60 passengers on board, four crew members. It collided with an Army helicopter that was on a training mission. The three soldiers on board and everybody aboard the plane presumed to be dead this morning as the collision happened over the Potomac River. Crews have already switched from a search and rescue operation to a recovery mission. And so far, 28 bodies have been recovered. They say 27 of those from the plane, one from that helicopter. Some of the passengers aboard the plane have been confirmed to be a group of figure skaters and coaches that were returning from the recent U.S. National Championships. So the figure skating community grieving the loss of a bunch of their members this morning. This tragedy marks the first major commercial crash in the United States since 2009.
Oh, wow.
It feels like these things happen more often than they really do, but 2009, that's a long run without a major airline crash.
So much is so happening, and we're not even done with January. Jesus.
I was reading there were some some professional athletes or something on the flight, not from here, but I want to say some Russian ice skaters or something.
Remember the part I just said, figure skaters were on board?
Oh, sorry, I missed that
part.
And
they were returning from the figure skating national championships.
Can you repeat everything you just said?
Key two sentences of my story that I just presented there.
I got a text from my husband about the kids and I had to respond.
Are we in a parallel universe right now? Or what is happening?
I'm sorry, Graham. But I heard there was some ice skaters on board.
You heard it from Graham 2 minutes ago.
Sorry about that again. Jeez. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to share my personal opinion. I think it was a little insensitive when you guys are talking about the plane crash and all of the deaths from this morning. And in the same sentence, you break into a laugh about something. And I get it that something happened that was funny there at the station. But I think it's going to come across pretty insensitive. You might want to just say you were sorry about that. Just my opinion.
Hey, thank you for that. I honestly didn't even consider how that might have come across. So I do apologize.
We should take that out of the podcast.
A little insensitive.
No, I mean, what had us laughing there was Selena's utter lack of paying attention to what I was saying about the story. And then her bringing up the exact thing that I just said about the
completely
story.
Completely not about
but
what
it was
happened.
Not I mean, a humorous.
No.
Right. I can see how that would have sounded that way. It was definitely not a humorous moment.
But I do apologize. I mean, we all understand the gravity of what happened, and it is so tragic. So I do apologize.
Thank you for that. Talk back. And the talk back mic always open anytime you guys want to weigh in on whatever we're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Can we go back to the Super Bowl theory that we have talked about previous years?
The Taylor Swift is the puppet master.
Which one? Yeah.
Okay. This is the theory that the colors of the Super Bowl logo in the past seem to match the colors of the teams that make it.
Okay,
the big game.
I remember that, right?
Now, 2022, the colors were red, orange, and yellow. The Rams and the Bengals were in the Super Bowl, right? That tracked.
That one tracked.
Then the year after that, the colors were teal, pink, and orange. And then the Eagles and the Chiefs were in it. Still tracked.
How?
You said pink.
Because teal and orange. Oh, well, I guess
teal would be the. I would be led to believe that the Miami Dolphins would be.
So that one,
the only
I
team
guess,
that wears
was
teal, right?
That one was the range of a color that could have been maybe.
So teal, green, and then eagle. And then we're stretching just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And then it did lose momentum last year because the Ravens failed to make it to the Super Bowl, which, if they did make it, it would have been the predicted colors because of the logo, right?
Because last year was red and purple in the logo, right? And the 49ers, made it, but we know the 49ers play the Chiefs, and it was red and red.
But that brings us to this year.
Okay. But before we get to this year, if last year wasn't even true, then doesn't that just entire thing?
So maybe because everybody was talking about how the Super Bowl is rigged, they were like, okay, we get it. Let's
pick a different team.
Yeah, the NFL is trying to switch throw it everyone up. Off the scent. And just because one year, you know, goes off the mark doesn't mean that something, you know, the Madden curse, not every player that's been on the cover of Madden's been cursed, but just most of them.
Okay, yeah. Well,
that makes sense. That curse is still very real.
Right, so then it brings us to this year because the logo that came out is green and red.
Like Christmas theme?
And who is said to be at the Super Bowl? The Eagles and the Chiefs.
It's not who's said to be at the Super Bowl. Those are the teams that are at the Super Bowl. It's not a rumor. They are there. Oh, set. Oh, yeah. I thought you said said to be at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl. And their logo is red and green. So are we back on the Super Bowl logo conspiracy?
Why don't I remember this logo coming out? It came out
in February. Yeah, February of last year. Yeah. But I don't remember it coming out either. I never paid attention to it.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think we got to be more on top of when it does come out. Yeah. That way we can really know if these things are true or not.
So then I'm assuming that this upcoming February, they'll bring out the one for next year. And then it'll give us a prediction of who's going to make it to the Super Bowl. Or at least some range.
Do you think there's something here, Graham?
No. I don't think the NFL is scripted. Like we've dove into that storyline heavily. Do I think that in pro sports, officials and high-ranking people have sought to influence games and have influenced games?
Duh.
Yes, I do. Follow the money in this country and on this planet. Money seems to drive everything. What do you guys think the national perspective is on this Super Bowl? Do you think people want to see the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes win another one? Because, like, he's, you know, one of the best players, if not the best player in the game. Do people want to see him and the Chiefs succeed?
No one.
Or do you think people want to see the upset? I don't know if that would be a huge upset, but I guess the Chiefs are favored in this game. Do you think more people on Philadelphia side, despite how, you know, obnoxious their fans are?
Guess what? You suck.
I think more people are going for the Eagles just so the Chiefs don't win again.
And I think a lot of it has to do with just the Chiefs overload that we've had since Taylor Swift started dating Travis
Kelce.
That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah, so she has a huge part to play in this because...
That's what I was getting to. Is it the Taylor Swift effect? Because when Michael Jordan's going for a three-peat with the Chicago Bulls, everybody in the country is like, yes, get it, Jordan. You know, like, we seem to be rallying around greatness where we are actively now hoping that Patrick Mahomes, like, flops down and, like, gets flails around, like, his Kermit voice is like, I can't go on. You know, like, we're hoping for that, which I think all ties back to Taylor Swift.
It does.
I don't know.
It does.
I have the finger on the pulse of the Bay Area sports vibe, which Raiders fans hate the Chiefs, bitter rival. And we hate the Chiefs because we've lost to them two times in the Super Bowl in the last 5 years. So we collectively are all rooting against the Chiefs, I believe. But I don't know about the rest of the country.
I feel like the rest of the country, they're over it as well. And I think it is because of Taylor. Just the overload.
Yeah.
The Kelce, the Mahomes, Chiefs overload.
I'm sick of it. And I've been sick of it for
a
while.
We're done.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for Jason Kelce, though, because what if the Eagles do win this season and he retired last season and he could have just waited it out a little more.
Yeah, he definitely could have played one more year. But then he's also like, I get $100 million for my podcast.
He's good.
Yeah,
the JV Show on Wild
94.9. Hi, my name is Calix. I'm from South City. I want to wish you guys a happy Thursday. And I'm on my way to school.
Nice.
Thank you. Have a great day at school, Calix. Shout out to you.
Hope you have an awesome time.
Good morning, guys. Hey, so the Super Bowl color thing, that was big last year, before the Super Bowl last year, 2024. And because of that, I believe that they changed the colors last year because people were realizing it back in 2023. So a little behind on this story.
Ooh, he's saying, Jess, you're a little behind on this story.
Oh, well, this year they track the colors.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're behind on that story.
I think we're that confused, are we?
No,
we're talking about the NFL.
That's what we said.
It was obviously the biggest story was the one leading up to last year's Super Bowl because everyone's like, it's going to be the Ravens. We know. And that was like when the NFL conspiracy theory was like at its height. But that doesn't mean the conspiracy theory can't carry over to this year.
Or come back.
If you missed it, the conspiracy is that when the NFL puts out their logo for the next year, like those colors, those are the teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, according to the script.
Good morning, it's Tierra listening faithfully from Fairfield.
I just had another Super Bowl conspiracy theory. Like, Kendrick Lamar's doing the halftime show. What if he brought Taylor Swift out? Because they do sing the song Bad Blood together, where she featured him. Wouldn't that be awesome? But anyways, go Eagles.
Go Eagles!
I hadn't thought about that. Any thoughts on that? What if Taylor Swift made a cameo at the halftime show? That would be the biggest thing that ever happened.
I think we did talk about what if when Kendrick was announced the headliner. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
I don't think she wants the
She needs to be a headliner, not a special guest.
Yeah, I don't think she would be a non-headliner, but I also think that she knows that fans are sick of her, NFL fans.
I think she knows that. Also, it does seem almost like there's a conflict of interest when your man is playing in the game, doesn't it? True. I mean, there isn't. That's not a true conflict of interest, unless the NFL scripted, of course. And then it does feel like a bit of a conflict of interest. I don't know. But that would blow everyone's minds if that happened.
Where's my jewelry? Can we talk?
Let me know if this is passing the smell test for you guys. And Graham, I really want your opinion. Okay. According to a new study from the Behavioral and Brain Sciences, males care more about being in a relationship than females. Researchers say that it's men that are more desperate for a partner, that men are more likely to experience loneliness after a breakup and are less likely to see the silver lining of the situation. Whereas women are like, well, you know, it's for the best. After a while, of course, not immediately after. Does this seem right to you?
I think there could be some truth to this.
That men are the needy ones?
I believe it.
Well, because, Selena, we've talked a lot about guys' post-breakup behavior before, and it always is the, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I had her back. Oh, I miss her. My life's not the same without her. Ah, and they die, and then they get her back, and they're like, what was I thinking? I didn't want to get back with this.
And they do the same thing over again.
And then they go back to cheating or whatever the thing is that they're doing. So maybe there is some, that cycle seems to repeat itself over and over again, at least in relationships that I've seen. It seems true for a lot of guys.
Then why do women get the bad rap that we're the ones that are like clingy and needy and
you guys are clingy at the start.
Over a breakup.
You're clingy at the start.
Yeah, and because we show our emotions more. Guys, I think this is true. Guys just don't show it or they don't tell anyone about it. They just bottle it all up.
There is one theory that this is why this part does make sense to me, that men just have so much more to gain from being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
I think that's 100% true.
I also think that women, and this could be wrong but I also think women have a lot more hobbies or things that they could occupy their time with that, you know, you get out of a relationship and you're like, okay, time for my glow up. Let me hit the gym. Let me go out with friends. Let me do all these things. Whereas men, it might not be the same exact thing.
Maybe ladies have a better emotional support system in their group of friends around them. Guys have to break up
that
like,
too.
You want to go take some shots at the bar? All right, let's go. And you don't really get to talk about your feelings. You just take shots at the bar and then drive home later and cry. In an Uber, of course, you're not actually driving. I guess, back to what we were saying before, I think it's ladies that are more needy attached at the start. Like, it's date one and you're already naming our kids, like, pump the brakes. We're like, whoa, little stalker, you know, like a little clinger vibes. And then at the end, once we are in that relationship, then guys are the needier, more sad, lonely ones at the other end of it. That's what
I think. This is actually great news. I'm glad that you guys suffer more.
I'm glad that we detached as time goes on and you guys get clingier.
Yeah, this actually
That's
makes me really
true.
Happy.
Yeah, then the guy's like, I can't function without her. I can't even find a fork in my house.
Ah. Yeah, where am I going to get my food? How will I survive?
Yeah, no, it's a survival thing, maybe.
All right, we are going to continue our meeting in the ladies' room next here on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. I was just telling you about this new study that said men, surprisingly, are more desperate for a partner. They're the ones that want serious relationships, and they're the ones that experience like severe loneliness after a breakup.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Enrila from San Jose. I just wanted to put my input on the topic you guys are just talking about. I do think guys are like the ones that are more clingy when ending a relationship. Like, they just don't want it to end. Actually, like 80% of divorces are initiated by women, because I feel like men are just comfortable in the situations they are in, and they just would rather not leave it and start something all over and
I don't know. It's just my opinion. Bye, guys.
See, I wonder if that's true. 80% divorces initiated by women. That'd be fascinating.
The report that I'm reading says 70%. So it's somewhere in that in that region.
Hi, guys. About your conversation this morning about girls being needy, that is not true at all. We don't necessarily need a man. We choose to have a man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, queen.
I get that, but there are certain biological pressures that I've noticed happening in some relationships. Women seem to be clingier and want things to progress faster at the start, whereas guys are like, we don't have that same pressure to start the family, right? If having kids is your goal, guys, we're I don't know. Didn't Al Pacino just have a kid at like 80? It's kind of like we're less on that. We don't feel that. No, I can have kids at 25. I can have kids at 35. I can have kids at 45. You know,
because it takes you guys forever to mature.
Right, but I'm just saying there are different. What I've observed in a lot of relationships I've seen, ladies are more like this is my person, and you almost have to like feel like you have to hitch your wagon to this person, like, and this is it, and we're gonna get married, and we're having the family, and it's happening now. Whereas guys are like, I don't know, we're cool.
Yeah.
So I kind of think there are differences at the start.
There definitely
women are a little needier because there is a little more pressure on the timeline. Guys don't feel that, but then when guys are in the relationship, they're the needy ones when it comes crashing down, if it does.
So both sides.
That's what I think. I think we're just super needy at opposite ends of the relationship.
Graham, you're welcome for even letting you into our meeting in the ladies' room.
Appreciate you guys.
Would you like to throw something in?
Smells weird in here. Yeah, sure. I wanted to talk about financial infidelity, and I want to know if you ladies have committed it, because according to a new poll, 40% of Americans have admitted to keeping financial secrets from their significant other. Now, the most common financial infidelity is a person spending more on things than their spouse or partner would be okay with. Is this something that you ladies are guilty of? Maybe you shop too much and you don't really tell your man how much you're spending on the shopping. Selena, have you committed any financial infidelity in your relationship?
I guess I do that. Although I'm not like actively trying to hide it. Like, he sees the Amazon packages being delivered. You know, it's not a secret. But if he really saw like the dollar amount on everything, I think he'd be like, whoa. Or like the DoorDash amount. God. He'd be like, we don't need to be spending that much.
But DoorDash divorce. If I found that, if I saw your DoorDash bill,
and I've actually cut back a lot on the DoorDash.
Good for you.
But yeah. So it's not something that I'm like doing intentionally. It's just like he's just a little ignorant, I think, to what is really going on.
Okay, so you're
he just doesn't know,
carelessly committing financial infidelity.
I guess
she wasn't flirting with me, but I didn't stop it. Sort of one of those situations.
Okay. I mean, I think it's a little different. But
well, I'm trying to liken it to things that you would be mad about, real infidelity. All right, Jess, have you committed any financial infidelity in your relationship? And then again, they say the most common form is spending more than your person would be okay with.
I'm going to say yes, because there's been, I mean, we don't live together, so it's not like we're looking at each other's finances that often. But there are months where we're like, okay, we're going to save a lot of money this month. We're not going to go out to eat that much. And we're just on saving mode. But then
2 seconds later, Jess is logging on to Amazon.
If I see something cute on Fashion Nova and I'm like, I just got a text that it's 40% off, then hello,
it's like
girl math.
It's
a steal.
You're losing money if you don't buy it.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. I'm girl glad math. You understand. So then sometimes if I end up showing up with a new outfit, I'm like, I already had this.
But Graham, what about you? Because, I mean, guys are guilty of this too.
My wife and I both commit financial infidelities, and we know about the other. She turns a blind eye if there's ever any gambling wagers. She doesn't ask, you know, how much did you bet on that? Or why are you so upset right now? Because they didn't kick a field goal there at the end of the game in a game of a team you don't even care about. And I turn a blind eye every year when the like Nordstrom anniversary sale or whatever it is that she's obsessed with. I turn a blind eye to that and the slew of boxes that arrives at the door.
Yeah, like boxes. Don't even see them.
I don't see a thing, and she doesn't see a thing. We both turned a willing blind eye to those things.
I think everybody does.
And it works.
Some sort, like some. now, type of this.
How do you guys feel about the people that go a step further and they order their Amazon packages to their work so that their husband, partner, whatever, doesn't see the packages arriving at their house?
Now, see, that leads to me that you are worried about the consequences of your financial infidelity. And in this poll, it says 45% of people say financial infidelity is as bad as physical infidelity.
No, it's not.
No, it ain't. Like, if a bunch of boxes arrive at my doorstep, it's better than my wife smashing the UPS driver that just delivered them. Like, 1,000 times better. Like, a million times better. Trust me. We can move on from some credit card debt. I can't move on from that other thing.
Who is like, oh my God, you ordered something from Shein? We're done.
You're cheating on our bank accounts. How dare you? We're through. Yeah, no, I don't see that. I don't see that happening. 27% of people say they keep a separate account than their significant other.
I think that's a healthy reason to spend a lot.
Didn't say, but I would assume that that's where everything that's arriving to the house is getting charged from.
I think it's healthy to do that, though, to keep separate accounts and then one joint one.
That's what me and my husband have. If you want to do
that. We're all separate accounts in my house. Actually, we have one, but only... It wasn't by choice. We had to get one. When we sold our last house, they said, we can't deposit the money into just one person's account.
It has to go into a joint.
So we had to make one. Otherwise, we would be still separate accounts.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Rihanna was in court yesterday to support ASAP Rocky. I told you yesterday morning that she would be there. At least that was the rumor, to support her man. And it had prosecutors a little bit worried because, hey, a big star like that just sitting in the gallery with all the regular people, I mean, that can have an effect on the jury.
Big distraction. Possible influencing effect.
Yep. And she was there. If you don't know ASAP Rocky, he is being charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a semi-automatic firearm. And yesterday, Rihanna was there. Now, we did talk about what she would possibly wear to the courtroom.
Have you seen pictures?
I've seen pictures.
And?
Covered up head to toe, black coat, under the black coat, like a dark green outfit, but it went from her neck down to her feet, glasses. You know, just
obviously the big shades.
Yeah. No, not even really shades, like glasses.
Oh,
to make her look, you know.
Okay, like spectacles.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Nobody calls them that. But.
And you guys thought she was going to be more glammed up because she's Rihanna. This is court.
Yeah, but I thought she would show up in like a suit, which would be appropriate for the place, but in like, but a red suit, because it's Rihanna.
Why would she wear a red suit to court?
Hey.
Well, I thought it'd be something more loud. I was in lockstep with Jess on that one.
Yeah, it wasn't anything that we're used to seeing Rihanna wear. I'll put it like that. But she was there sitting in between ASAP Rocky's mom and his sister, front row in the gallery. Brandi Glanville is going to finally get some help thanks to Dr. Terry Dubrow. So Dr. Terry Dubrow, he's one of the doctors from Botched. And if you're wondering, well, what's wrong with Brandi Glanville? Nobody knows. And that's the problem. She's suffering from some mystery illness. Remember, we saw pictures of her recently and her face is like disfigured, I guess. Yeah. One doctor told her that maybe some kind of parasite has been like eating away at her face, but we don't really know if that's the case. So what Dr. Terry Dubrow is going to do is do some tissue sampling, which will hopefully get to the bottom of things. And then because, I mean, he's great at what he does, plastic surgery and, you know, all that stuff, he's going to try to get her face looking to, you know, back to what she wants it to look like.
That guy loves the spotlight.
He does.
Loves it. Really? I see him on Real Housewives. His wife, Heather, is on the Real Housewives of Orange County, I believe. My wife makes me watch it, of course.
Yeah, okay,
I get bought into the... I find him and his wife just utterly repulsive.
Really? I never watched that show, but I did used to watch Botched a lot.
They are just uber beyond wealthy, and I find them just so just holier than thou, and they just have, we spent 8 years building this house, but we're just going to turn around and sell it for $65 million. It's just shut up.
Wow.
They're very unrelatable because they are so rich. Beyond wealthy.
Wow. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a lot of very heavy news this morning with the plane crash, and then that news coming out about Too Short's brother here locally. So let's do something a little lighter.
Please.
Actually, this story is kind of heavy, too, but just in sort of a different way. Doctors say a man in Florida who was eating 6 to 9 pounds of butter and cheese a day as part of his carnivore diet that he learned about on the internet, he actually developed what they call cholesterol hands. This guy ate nothing. Listen to this. No carbs, nothing. He just ate butter, cheese, and hamburgers every day for 8 months. And he said at first, he felt great. He lost weight. He became more energetic. He had more mental clarity. Everything was good. This internet diet was really working. That's a lot of butter and cheese. That's a lot of butter and cheese, 6 to 9 pounds. But he says after 8 months, he started developing yellow lesions on his eyelids. Over the next month, the yellow lesions appeared on the palms of his hands and the soles of his feet and his elbows. And he went to doctors and they're like, those are basically pockets of cholesterol. Your body cannot digest any more cholesterol. You have cholesterol hands and feet. It started building up in there. It's part of a very rare condition that affects less than 1% of patients with high cholesterol. So it's very rare. But your body's just like, I don't know what to do with all this cholesterol. I don't know what to do with it. So I'm going to start storing it in weird spots like your hands, your feet, and your eyelids. So little warning out there if you're thinking about this in this new year. I got to get in shape. Let me try that carnivore diet. I love butter and cheese.
That is so gross.
But you will start turning into it if you eat that much.
So you fear unlocked.
You've been warned. You do not want cholesterol hands.
I do not. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we've been talking about OnlyFans star Lily Phillips. She's the one that was planning to hook up with 1,000 guys in 24 hours.
It's a lofty goal. Mm-hmm. A noble goal.
Let me know if this is passing your smell test, Graham.
I don't want to smell any part of that. Not even one whiff.
So we already know that she's going to have to like rethink her plan anyways because that record was broken by somebody else.
That's right.
Bonnie Blue, I think her name was.
In a much shorter amount of time.
12 hours.
Yeah.
1,057 guys.
Okay, and so this other one, when is she planning on completing this?
So she was going to do that. Lily Phillips, she was going to do it this month.
Oh, okay.
And apparently, from what I'm reading, she was supposed to do this past weekend. She was in Vegas for the AVN Awards, which is like, you know, the Adult Star Awards, if you didn't know. But she says that she got detained at the Vegas airport after authorities recognized her and told her that if she went through with, you know, her work, the plan to do 1,000 guys in 24 hours, that she would never step foot on U.S. soil again. She's from the U.K.
So the dude working the TSA baggage thing is like, hang on a second, ma'am. I'm going to need you to step out of line. Hey, are you that one lady that's about to try to break this record?
Do you think that actually happened, or did she get scared because somebody else already broke the record and did it better?
I think she had to rethink her entire plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
How is that a violation of somebody? So she's not a citizen here?
I don't think so.
Okay, but how is that a violation of?
I don't know that it is.
Your visiting rights, like anybody could go to Vegas and do that on a weekend, right?
I think they do. That's what happens in
Vegas. Not 1,000. But
you never know.
Do we know if this convention was held at a specific hotel so that I don't stay there when I go in March?
That's a good question.
I mean, those places have like 1,000 rooms, but even then, I'm not playing that kind of roulette to know that I wind up on that same mattress. Like, are you kidding me? No, thank you. When all they do is change that one little flimsy bottom sheet.
So gross.
When I think about that a lot when staying at a hotel.
I always carry
a Vegas one.
I'm like, what is separating me between everything that's happened on this before? And it is one tiny little thin fitted sheet. One little tiny fitted sheet. That is it.
That is so disgusting.
I can't
disgusting.
Do it. It's terrifying. I literally wrap my, I take a very thin blanket, wrap myself around it, and don't let my body touch the rest of the sheet.
Yeah, but why?
You don't want your blanket touching that either.
Yeah, but I'd rather the blanket touch it than, because then I could just wash that than, I mean, I could wash my own body, but it just feels dirtier.
But we all love diving into that really comfortable hotel room bed. Like, nothing better. You're just like, oh, this is the best, and vacation, and oh, the best sleep, and the room's nice and dark and quiet, and you stretch out in this big bed, and then you think about what happened.
That's why I just don't think about it.
Lily Thomas. What's her name?
Lily Phillips.
Lily Phillips was here. Lily Phillips was here. Ew. And this mattress has been destroyed. If it's memory foam, it remembers all 1,000. Well, it's got to be more than 1,000, right? 1,
but aren't you doing the same thing? Aren't you also tainting the mattress?
Right. And then, yeah, maybe you're at it. You're the one contributing to the next person's restless night's sleep. Like, it's a vicious cycle. I'm packing a sleeping bag from now on.
And you gotta burn it afterwards, though.
And my own pillow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.